In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning, everyone. A special word of welcome to our guests and our visitors. We're happy that you're here, and we hope that you feel at home at St. Benedict's. In one of Ernest Hemingway's short stories, there's a tale about a father who had lost contact with his son. His son was a young adult, and he was a bit rebellious, and they had had a falling out, the typical falling out that sometimes occurs among parents and their young adult children. And so this fight went on for quite a while, to the point where this young man kind of got lost and disappeared. But the father had tried different ways to reach out to him, and it never really worked. He knew that his son was in the city of Madrid, and he was in the outskirts of Spain somewhere in a more rural town. In any case, he called the central newspaper in the capital, and he wanted to put a classified ad with the hopes that he would find his son. And so he did, and the ad read something like this. "Dear Paco, it's me, Dad. All is forgiven. All is forgotten. I don't want you to be lost anymore and away from home. Please, let's meet for lunch at the Hotel Montana in the center of the city, 12 o'clock on Thursday. Signed, your dad." Well, Paco saw the ad and he got excited that his dad was really reaching out to him in such a public way. And so he began to walk to the place where he was to meet with his father. But as he got closer and closer to the Hotel Montana, he saw that there was great commotion in front of the hotel. Lots of people, big crowd. They even had one of those police lines, you know, those yellow strips of plastic that they put around crime scenes? Big, big police line. And when Paco saw one of the police officers there, standing there kind of trying to keep the peace, he says, "What's wrong? What's happening here?" He says, "Well, a father wrote a classified ad for his son Paco to meet him here at the Hotel Montana, and about 5,000 Pacos showed up." Today, we have Luke 15. And we only have the first 10 verses of Luke 15. But this chapter of the gospel is known as the gospel of the gospels, the good news within the good news of the gospels. Because in this chapter, we have three parables of Jesus that are among the most recognized and the most powerful passages in the Christian scriptures, in the New Testament. The first, of course, is the lost sheep. The second is the lost coin. And even though we did not read it today, it was not proclaimed today, it is where you find the prodigal son. Perhaps the most recognizable story from the Bible, the prodigal son. All three parables speak of a God who seeks what is lost. All three parables tell us that to God, nothing is indeed lost, but everything can be found. Nothing is so fallen that it cannot be lifted up. No sin is too great that it cannot be forgiven or redeemed. God is always reaching out to us God wants us to be found. And there's something wonderful about all three of these parables. Because in all three cases, there's this lead character, the shepherd that goes out to the lost sheep, the woman who searches the house for the coin, and the father who awaits the return of his son day in and day out until he comes back and he embraces him because he once was lost and now is found. He was blind and now he can see. In all three cases, there's a big party, a big celebration as a result of what is found. It tells us that to God, nothing is lost, or nothing is too lost that it cannot be found or recuperated. I have a little 5-year-old girl, and almost every day of the week, she loses one of her favorite toys. And so she says, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy, where's my little Barbie doll? Or where's my little Chomkins, they're called, right? These little things they have now? And where's this or where's that? Or where's my Play-Doh?" Every day, something is lost. And it's right around bedtime when we're you know, saying our prayers and, you know, we're getting ready to settle down, you know, quiet time. And she says, "Oh, Daddy, Daddy, I left it in the car." Of course, Daddy is now in his pajamas too. So now I'm figuring out a way to get out of my house without, you know, wetting my socks and everything else. And so by the time I get to the car, of course, I usually find it, bring it back, and now she could put her dolls to sleep. You could say she's spoiled. But the truth of the matter, you think just a little bit. But the truth of the matter is that she makes very little effort to find these things because she knows her dad's going to find it. We have been found. We have been saved. We have been redeemed by a God who really cares for us. And that God that really cares for us is here. He's among us. He took the cross to Calvary and shed his blood so that we would be found forever. For God, nothing is lost. Now today is the 15th anniversary of 9/11. Today is the 15th anniversary of a horrible tragedy in our nation's history, perhaps the most tragic event in modern times. Thousands of people, innocent people, lost their lives because of acts of terrible hatred, because of the evil of terrorism, because of the sin in some human hearts. Lots of people lost their lives. It was a day of great loss. It was a day of grieving. It was a day of great pain. Yet when you look at the entire event, and the days that followed, and everything that came out of that, even under the most painful circumstances, everything was not lost at 9/11, was it? In the midst of the death and sadness and grief, which is all real, we found something as a nation. We found a sense of unity that has been rarely seen. We found a sense of, we're all Americans, and it doesn't matter if you're black or white, Republican or Democrat. It doesn't really matter what your ideology is or what language you speak. We're all Americans, and we're in this together. And there was this incredible sense of national unity. Am I right? And the unity was so strong that just for a few days, and maybe even a few weeks, we left our politics aside. We left the racial tensions aside. We left some of our prejudices aside. And we were just Americans. And I remember when the president went out there a few days later with that smoke coming out. Remember that it went on and on for days, that smoke coming out? Remember? And he was out there with the firefighters and all the rescue workers who were still doing their work, going through the rubble of what was left. And there were two beams standing in the middle, which I understand just happened to be there, by the way, when the whole thing was finished. Two very big steel beams in the shape of a cross. Do you remember that? And that place kind of became a place of prayer and worship. Police chaplains and fire chaplains and all these different types of religious leaders and stuff in New York City would go out there and say prayers and do things with people. People of all different faith traditions. There was a real sense of unity that was found as the result of that great loss. And I say that to you today because when you look at what Jesus is saying in this gospel, what Jesus is saying in this 15th chapter of Luke, is that nothing needs to stay lost. That the reason the Lord Jesus came into this world and took on our human nature and became flesh among us was in order to find us, really find us, find and save humanity. Nothing is too fallen that cannot be raised up. Nothing is too lost that cannot be found. And if you look at our national scenario in the present moment, there couldn't be more division. There couldn't be more suspicion of this side or the other side. You look at it right now, and it's quite the opposite of what we experienced 15 years ago as a result of the tragedies that we commemorate today. Today we need just a little bit, just a small dosage of that unity that was present after that tragic event. If we just had a small dosage of it, maybe there would be more respect in the public discourse. Maybe there would be more kindness. Maybe we'd have the ability to cross the aisle just a little bit and speak to people who have different perspectives. Imagine how boring the world would be if God had made us all exactly the same. If we all thought exactly the same way. If we all had passions for the same exact things, then we wouldn't be human, we'd be robots. But the fact is, God didn't make us that way. And the reason we have so many conflicts in our families, in our society, in our world, is because we have a hard time dealing with differences. We struggle with differences. The thing is that we believe in a good God, and we believe that that good God loves us all, and that good God is not going to allow us to stay lost. He came to find us. He came to redeem us. The reason that cross was there in the middle of all that rubble, I'm convinced of this, is because in the midst of that tragedy, we have to look at the cross. And we have to identify the cross of Jesus as the place from which salvation comes. And we have to look to Christ and say, the Lord went up to Calvary and shed his blood so that we would be found and saved forever. That's the heart of the Christian gospel. But that message, that heart, that message, needs to be translated into our realities today. It needs to be part of our public discourse. I'm not saying that you need to preach to your friends who share different political convictions than the ones you have. I'm saying that we have to bring with testimony, with living, real Christian testimony, we have to bring the message of the love of God to everyone. Because unfortunately, the reason a lot of this happens, the reason a lot of this disrespect is commonplace to us today, it's because we have not learned to see the presence of the living God in every human being. we have not learned to understand that when we say hurtful things, that they really do affect real people. All these labels that we have for people, whether it's coming from one side or the other, believe me, they're wrong. People should not be labeled. And the truth is, if we're going to label people, let's just say they are children of a loving God. Children of a loving God that cares for us equally. The God that reaches out to us. The God that is convinced that we're never too lost to be found. And I'm convinced that even with all of the negativity we're seeing today, even with all the darkness that we seem to be experiencing, the truth is, God still wants us to be found. God still wants us to be saved. God still wants us to step out of this horrible place that we're in. The only way that's going to happen is if we open our minds and our hearts to God. And we open our minds and our hearts to God as a nation, as a people of faith, a people that understand what it really means to live in a civilized society where people can agree to disagree, where people can respect each other in spite of all of our differences. I'm sure that Paco's dad hadn't resolved all his problems with his son, but you know why he went out there? You know why he went out there? He went out there because he loved his son. And I'm sure he thought that after lunch, all the problems would not be resolved. I'm sure that he knew. He's still going to think the way he thinks, and I'm still going to think the way I think. But he went out there because of love. You think that the good shepherd was thrilled that one of his sheep decided to go off the side of the cliff instead of going with the rest of the flock? But he said, you know what? I'm going to protect that little one because that little one is loved. You go out not because you're going to make it right. You go out not because you're going to fix that person to think the way you think. That may never happen. You go out because you believe that God came into this world to redeem, to save, to transform, to find. That's why you go out. What our nation needs today, it needs to have a transformed heart, to understand that in spite of anything that may seem so horrible, the corruption, the choices we have when we go to make our choices for our leaders, all of that may be messed up, but you know what's not messed up? What's not messed up is what God has given us through the power of His grace, the ability to love each other. And that still can be found. So nothing is ever lost for God. God came to find us. If you ever feel your sins are too great, your past is too dark, your struggles were too great, you feel too separated or unworthy from God, think again, because it's not about you. It's about the grace of God. It's about the mercy of God. It's about the compassion of God. And when we understand that we believe in a big God, then all of our problems seem so much smaller. When we become convinced that we believe in a big God, all of our problems become so much smaller. Because then we realize that we too can be found. In the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.